Welcome to the Mountain West Connection Show. This is not a football show. This is a basketball show. Check us out, mwcconnection.com, or Facebook, Google. We're doing a little Google Plus stuff, so if you're in that area of the internet wilderness, you could join us there. But we're also joined by our good Aztec San Diego State aficionado, Matthew Bain, this evening.
How's it going?
I'm doing well. Basketball, good to have you on here. And we may or may not be joined by our esteemed Chris Andrus. Maybe he's on his way home driving, so he'd rather have a decent connection instead of over the phone on Bluetooth to the car driving through Las Vegas. So
yeah, depends on how fast he drives. We'll see.
We'll see. Just, but we are promising a fast show. If we go too long, just tell me. We'll just cut it out next. I know you got some stuff going on, but this is our preseason basketball show. Yes, this is the basketball, not football. And I'll keep you a surprise as well as myself. I will do a randomizer to choose the theme song, since we have four now. But here's a hint. The only one that mentioned basketball is the most recent one, so there you go. So what do we got? We got basketball. You are heading up our Aztec stuff. So for people who are complaining about too much San Diego State stuff, can they just blame you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They can throw it all on me. I'm perfectly fine with that.
Oh, me too. Bring in some readers. Well, bring in traffic, good content. If we had enough writers for every team, heck, I would have every team do what you're doing, but...
Yeah, gosh.
We already post enough every day, so it's tough to find content that we write.
If we could get some more Colorado State writers for this football season.
Oh, we got a couple. We got a few. They're busy. So we used to have like five, but now we're down to, I think, two. So.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. If you like basketball, I did get an email, a lengthy resume for somebody about basketball. Shoot me an email, Mountain West Football. Yes, that is football. MountainWestFootball@gmail.com. Check it out. Any team, well, probably outside Aztecs, most likely. Even if that's the case, we'll still bring on, most likely. I'm not too picky.
Yeah, sure.
As long as you write reason. I set a standard low, but I'm not kidding. If you can write reasonably well enough passion, we can help you learn the rest. So
yeah.
Let's get to basketball.
All right.
We know your Aztecs are the overwhelming favorite.
Yes.
Let's start with that. Let's start with the best team. What makes them so good? They've lost quite a few players from last year's team, NCAA tournament team. You got Steve Fisher still. But so what do you expect out of this year's team? Kind of a quick overview.
Believe it or not, a lot of people in the SDSU community think this team might be a little bit better. The team did lose Xavier Thames and Josh Davis. Huge, you know, critical losses. But at least with Josh Davis, there's not much worry about people replacing his contributions, because you have Angelo Cho. We'll finally be able to see Angelo Cho this year. He sat out last year after transferring to Arizona.
And he's eligible right away, correct? Not Jamie.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He'll be playing this Friday in the exhibition and first game against Northridge. Skylar Spencer manning the paint down low, and then you've got what I kind of like to call the two-headed monster in the front court, which is Winston Shepherd and Dwayne Poli. Now, a lot of talk in the SDSU community lately has been, what the heck is going to be the starting lineup?
Yes, because that's been quite the controversy. Yeah. There's a lot of options they have.
Yeah, because, I mean, you don't really know how Steve Fisher is going to go with the point guard, because it seems like the most talented guy is the kid from Canada, Kevin Szabo, but Fisher has never really been one to go for youth over experience, so you might think Akeel Quinn is in there. But it'll be also interesting to see whether or not Dwayne Poli starts, because he was the sixth man of the year last year. He relished his role of coming off the bench, kind of being the James Harden of college basketball. And now, is he going to start? Will Steve Fisher reward him for his efforts last year with a start, or will he keep him on the bench because he was just so darn good in that role? So,
could he be their best player, possibly? I think he might be able to, maybe.
Yeah, if you look at all around, because his defense, I mean, that's already completely solid. He's got length up the wazoo. He's got a bunch of length. He's got quickness. New Mexico fans saw it in the final game of the season when SDSU ran the 1-3-1 zone. They couldn't get past Poli at the point.
That's right.
Offense is the only thing I think he needs to work out, because last year he pretty much either was a catch-and-shoot guy or he scored in transition. If he can develop a one-on-one game where he can beat the man off the dribble, ISO, one-on-one, then I think you would be looking at the best player overall. But as of right now, I think probably SDSU's best player is J.J. O'Brien. He can just do everything above average. He's not going to blow you away with anything he does, but he needs to be on the court as much as possible for the Aztecs to do what they want to do this year.
Interesting. Good point. So it looks like you put up I opened the wrong poster. You had a prediction out of your guys here today, Aztec guys. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, we do have 8 guys. Okay, just making sure. There's a lot. Okay.
So everybody, you're right.
Everybody's saying about 30 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Patrick Carr, he has 27. So, and I guess Raphael's 29. But I think the team could be that good. I think we'll know a lot in that Maui tournament when they play that first game. I know we both know the Maui committee. Oh, BYU's there, Aztecs. That has to be the case, and that's gonna be a great game.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Gonna challenge Gonzaga in the West Coast Conference. Tyler Haas. Let's see if Kyle Collinsworth is back from that torn ACL. They got the UNLV guy who transferred in. He'll start being there right away. Forget his name. They have such a good recruiting class coming in.
Yeah.
It's some sort of guard. I forget. Yeah. he played like the exhibition game at UNLV and just transferred. I'm like, okay, dude. That was just weird. I forget why, but he's gone. But that great matchup. They could play Arizona again. Because since they're at the top, I'm thinking their only challenge, really, whoever – the Maui invite, whoever they play, assuming hopefully they can win, so they play maybe Arizona and some better teams instead of. I think if they lose, it's Chaminade, which good for them for hosting, but that's gotta suck if you're in that second game versus them.
Yeah,
for anybody, yeah. It doesn't matter, but it's like after that first game. But their schedule, they play Washington decent. You know, Colorado State can be tough. Boise possibly with Marks back and everybody they have, but
yeah.
A lot of people say in the Elite Eight. Where will they trip up at Wyoming? I'm thinking maybe New Mexico's never easy. I don't care if Sports Illustrated does have them at an absurd 7th in the league, behind Fresno. Yeah.
The pit is deadly. It's hard to win anytime there, even if New Mexico was truly 7th in the conference, which I don't think they are.
And Colin Neal will be better because he had that emergency appendicitis at in Australia last year. He lost like 20 something pounds. He's going to step up and be much better if he cuts down those turnovers, but. I don't know. Wyoming's predicted 2nd in the league by the media. Excuse me. I'm thinking of Larry Jr.
Boise,
sorry. They had, let's just go through that, then we'll finish some more San Diego State stuff.
I'm all
over the board tonight, man. Jeez.
Hey, man, you're used to football.
I know. Sorry. I'm thinking, CSU's at 5th. You got, because it's an unbalanced schedule, so that's kind of weird in the Mountain West. Not weird, but it's new to the league, we should say. Mm-hmm. And they play at Wyoming tough, at CSU, at New Mexico, obviously at UNLV. They could lose, and do they play at Boise as well, I believe?
Yeah, they play at Boise.
All those could be losses. I don't care who you are.
Right.
Because 2 years ago, I think when Tim Miles was at Colorado State, I forget if it was the year they made the tournament before, but I think it was before they made the tournament. So I forget how many years ago that was. They weren't that great, but everybody at home was winning. Even before Boise State made the NCAA tournament with Leon Reiser, they were – UNLV was very good. Even I think when TCU was in the league the 1 year, they beat a good team at home.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. This league, it's one of the toughest road leagues. To win on the road is almost impossible.
I completely agree, and I think that the Mountain West doesn't get enough credit for that. I mean, you hear players talk about it a lot, that it's just impossible – or not impossible, of course, but it's nearly impossible to win on the road in the Mountain West, and that's why – a lot of people have talked about SDSU's schedule saying, yeah, it's tough, but come on, it could be a lot tougher. And I say, I think it's pretty darn tough when you look at their road games in conference. I mean, you're very, very right. Those are all losable games. Will they lose them? I think that they'll lose at Wyoming and at Boise State, personally. But no, you're completely right. The Mountain West is a vicious, vicious basketball league.
Well, then toss in they go to Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
That's clearly a tough game. Yeah, they got even at Air Force, they lose half their team, but they should win easily. But they'll probably grind for half, because you're at 7,500 feet there.
Oh yeah,
whatever it is at Air Force, they at Nevada. It's just plus it's tough to get to Laramie. There was that trip a couple years ago. They had to charter a plane or smooth sailing, and then a genius orders the jet. It can only go halfway. It doesn't have enough fuel to make it to Laramie. It's like, come on.
Yeah,
it's tough. Whole league, it's anywhere. Like, yeah, Aztecs are the overwhelming favorite, but I would not be surprised. We've seen New Mexico's won either the conference title, regular season, or the tournament 6 of the past 7 years.
Right.
The tournament's in Las Vegas, even though Rebels haven't won in a while, I don't think. They're still a tough team to beat because look at their coaching staff there. They got the former Wyoming coach, Larry Schatt. They have Mrs. Stacey Ogman on their staff still.
I mean, hey, UNLV has an absolutely loaded, talented roster. I mean, if they can put 1 and 1 together, they could very, very well challenge SDSU for the title.
Yeah, they got the preseason, was it newcomer or freshman of the year in Rashad Vaughn. They had a couple four-star guys. They're in the running, and the smart move was to get in the former Bishop Gorman coach to come to town. People think that's sneaky, but, dude, if you can do that,
you
why
do
not?
You got to do. Yeah.
They're like the best program out west, and I don't – they're going to win. Do you think – because let's go to Wyoming really quick. They got Larry Schatt – or, excuse me, I'm getting mixed up here. That's their coach. Larry Nance Jr.
Yeah.
He had the torn ACL. He has the Michael Jordan dunk I post somewhere on the site probably 2 years ago. He's – and again, playing at Laramie is difficult. I wouldn't be. What are your odds on them? Because they put them at six. When I mean they, the media who voted put them six, and a distance six behind CSU at five.
Right. I think Wyoming will do very, very well at home because they've got probably the top one of the top three home court advantages in Laramie. Just because it's such a high elevation, it's so hard to get there. It's like you're going on a camping trip when you try to go play at Laramie.
Very true.
And then you can't forget the Larry Nance Jr. factor. But I think the rest of the team is a little bit below where teams one through five would be, where the media put them at six. I think Nance Jr. will carry them to some victories that probably a lot of people won't think they'll win. Like, I think they will beat SDSU. I think they've got a good shot to beat New Mexico. I think they've got a decent shot to beat Boise State when they go to
all
Boise
home
State.
Games are right at Laramie, correct?
I mean, yes, at home games, but I do think that Larry Nance will be able to carry them to at least a couple road games. But I think Wyoming, a lot of people are being high on Wyoming for one player, which is understandable.
Well, Josh Adams is a pretty good guard as well.
He's pretty good, yeah, but I don't think he's on the level of Nance.
Well, no, but I'm saying double-digit scorer, he can dish the ball a bit. They got players that could score. It's just Nance is just, geez, 7 rebounds a game. He'll probably – I wouldn't be surprised if he gets close to 20 points per game. And then end of last year, if I'm correct, when he tore his ACL, they lost, I think, 6 of their last 8, I believe. Of the last 7 kind of just fell apart. He's the team. I think they have a decent surrounding cast, but it's going to be Larry Nance probably playing 36 minutes a game.
Yeah, and I think he's going to get player of the year. I think he is the best overall player in conference.
Do you think he's the best prospect to go to the next level then? Not that we care because it's NBA, but do you think he has that capability? As for guys who may look, I know there's plenty of guys like Rashad Vaughn may leave. Winston Shepard's pretty good. We haven't mentioned him player of the year likely, but...
I mean, Nance definitely has the NBA skill set because he's big, he's strong in the paint, he gets boards. I mean, NBA scouts look at rebound numbers probably first and foremost when you look at the bigs. I haven't seen him on many mock drafts, but of course the mock drafts are way too in advance right now.
Yes.
But in terms of pro potential, he probably does. He, I think, Dwayne Poley will have the biggest NBA hype, you could say.
Okay, and then I was curious thoughts on that. They'll have a couple guys drafted most likely, and some of the UNLV guys will probably get drafted eventually this year or next. But with the Boise State, they were pretty disappointing last year. They're predicted to win the league after just coming out of nowhere because nobody thinks of Boise State in basketball. They got that blue silly blue turf. They got nothing there. But Anthony Dremick's back. Yeah, Derek Marks, Nick Duncan. I'm not even really Nick Duncan, but Marks and Dremick didn't play well last year. I guess they averaged 31 points combined, but I don't recall what the exact reason why, but they were just not getting the job done, and they were just okay last year. They won 21 games, but still, it seemed like it was a huge disappointment.
I thought one thing I noticed with Boise State was that when you look at a lot of their losses, a lot of them are within 5 points or 4 points. They were a team that just couldn't quite pull out the close ones in the end. And that's why I think a lot of people were disappointed with their season, because I had them as a dark horse for the title winner last year. I thought that with...
Yeah, Marks, a lot of people did.
Yeah, I mean, they were poised to be a huge, huge team, but they just couldn't pull out those close games. But I think this year, they're 1 year older. They're 1 year better. I think that them receiving the second place selection in the media poll is completely accurate. But I mean, it'll be
defense though. Defense is terrible. They're last in the league in percentage against.
And that's kind of ironic because it's the Mountain West, but
We'll see. They're actually put fourth, but what's the deal with the Mexico? Like, let's go through them because they obviously lose. Who is it? Barstow and Kirk are gone. Some genius gave them. There's a joke between the Pac-12 and New Mexico in the Mountain West that the same guy voted because he put New Mexico number one and Utah got number one vote as well. Well, I think Utah's put second, so it's not like it's far-fetched. But Arizona's clearly the best team.
Yeah.
I don't know how they got the number one vote. Because they were clearly not even close to UNLV. We mentioned Cole O'Neill. He had the, appendicitis or appendectomy? Or is that the same thing?
Appendectomy is when you get it taken out, yeah.
So appendicitis, whatever. He had emergency surgery in a foreign land. Never fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm Australia there, so. They're always good. We'll really know what type of coach Noodles really is there because people have always said he was the brains behind the offense of Steve Alford in Iowa, and where all his coaching stops he's made. Mm-hmm. And losing so many players, I think he has to be the guy's like, okay, can he really put the offense together by losing two guys who are on the World University Game teams for their respective country weren't they also on the under 21 or whatever? Unless that's the same thing, but they made the national team in their age group per country. Both are in the NBA.
And they're getting minutes. Both getting NBA minutes.
And they also, 2 years removed from Tony Snell, and Kendall Wright's gone as well. Sports Illustrated might not be far off at seventh, but as for a preseason, but there's no way they're going to finish. If they finish below four, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, because it is New Mexico. I mean, that's just the way it is. In the Mountain West, UNLV, New Mexico, and SDSU are always going to be somewhere near the top, and then there's, you know, dark horse teams that work their way into the conversation every year. With New Mexico, I think kind of the main storyline with them this year is they're going to be the completely new-look Lobos. Their most experience is in the small forward and guard play because they've got Cole Neal, Hugh Greenwood, and Deshaun Delaney, who I think is going to have a monster season. But you're not going to see Cameron Bairstow down in the paint drawing fouls like a madman, scoring at the free throw with his absolutely butter-smooth jump shot. You're going to see Cole Neal shooting threes. You're going to see Hugh Greenwood running the pick and roll. You're going to see Deshaun Delaney sort of cutting across and getting lanes and playing above the rim. It's going to be a different look Lobos, but I think with home court advantage and with just the talent that they have, I mean, they're the Lobos. They're going to be in the conversation.
Just because. I think they need Greenwood to step up because he had that big hype after following Barstow from Australia. Mm-hmm. It's like, he'll be this great guy. So, again, he's hasn't really lived up to it. And they're going to need him to be a great player, him with Cole O'Neill. Like I said, Neal, too many turnovers, assist a turnover. He's a guard and averages three assists a game. Come on.
Right.
Got to get to at least five. And Greenwood's only like under right about four from last season. I'm wondering what Sam Logwood could do because they're similar to UNLV getting a well above average recruiting class. And
yeah.
Xavier Adams, he's a guy I'm looking forward to watch to see what he can do.
Yeah, I've seen people put Longwood as the newcomer of the year.
It'll be interesting. It'll be him or somebody from UNLV, Vaughn, or one of the other guys they have brought in because UNLV's class last year is just, geez, it's ridiculous. It's been getting better and better. Is there so what else have we discussed? We've been blasting through a bunch of teams. We probably should mention Spartan fans. You know your team's ineligible for postseason play. Just a subtle reminder. I apologize, but I got to make sure that we're not forgetting something because lately, as the comments have been increasing on the site, the criticism has been coming down hard towards certain people because of opinion or otherwise. Boise State is awesome. I love the Broncos. They're my favorite team. No, actually, as we say, you know our saying now, we're for and against every team in this league, right?
Right, of course.
We have to be. We're biased against your team.
Right.
Good or bad. So
yeah, that's true. That's a good saying. You can't get mad at us.
No. It's true. Okay, but as for let's pick a couple surprise things that may happen this year. Nevada, they lost too many, like Deontay Burton lost too many guys. They're not going to be that good.
Yeah.
Utah State. Here's the thing about Utah State. I love the used car salesman that is Stu Morrill. I love as a head coach. Got the elbow patches, the straight brim glasses that my dad wore back in the 90s. The now no longer pepper, more longer sea salt or white hair almost.
Yeah, I'd say it's pure white now. Yeah, it's
pure white. he's been from the Big West to the Mountain West in a decade. last year, I think only two seasons ever he had less than 20 wins. Jeez. Out of like 20 years almost of coaching.
Yeah.
But they lost to everybody. I want to say Utah State is going to impress. I think they might finish sixth on the high end.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the recruiting, because when they went to the WAC, we figured, oh, the WAC's nothing. Who's good in the WAC in basketball back in the day? New Mexico State, when they had Reggie Theus, they had a couple good years. And that's about it. Hawaii wasn't very good, really. Nevada was okay, Fresno. It was an upward trajectory in talent than the Big West with Long Beach State and whoever else is in there, Pacific and Riverside and all that garbage.
Right.
Oh, sorry, Long Beach State's usually okay, but Mountain West is, what, the sixth best league, fifth best league right now, right up there with the A-10, AC, Big East, all those guys. But I want to see him do well, but I don't know if he'll do it this year. It's just too many guys. But I wouldn't be surprised if he pulls off some random upset, because wasn't there the game at the Spectrum last year, like double overtime versus the Aztecs?
Oh, yeah. It was an Xavier Thames late three in overtime. Otherwise, Utah State outplayed the Aztecs in that game.
I remember, yes.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a surprise. I think they'll finish in the top half. I just think they'll be able to do it.
Okay. I think a team that may surprise people is Fresno State. I think they got a lot of momentum last year. Yes, they lost their best player and obvious leader, Tyler Johnson. I think he's with the Heat organization right now in the NBA. But that momentum is there. The swagger that they built up at the end of the year is there. They went into the offseason thinking that they can make some noise, and attitude and chemistry really does make an impact in college basketball, especially in the Mountain West when a home court advantage is so strong. So I think the Fresno State could make a lot of noise. They're a young team, a lot of freshmen and sophomores, but Cesar Guerrero, I think, will lead that team to...
Yeah, because he'll just make every half-court shot ever.
Yeah, you saw that? Oh, my God, that was so cool.
Five in a row. He's like, ah, just lay it up. And you're watching the crowds, just the normal feed. Makes one. Okay, cool. Two. Once it's that third one, people say, like, whoa, what's going on? And he's like, yeah. Ooh, he's like, ah, done at five. Let's get the scrimmage going.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he did good last year, 15 a game. It's tough. It's just they don't have a marquee win ever, and that's what they need if they're going to move out the pecking order.
Right. Well, let's see. Who are they playing this year out of conference? Let's see.
Yeah, I got that up here too, eventually.
They've got a game at home against Cal. They've got a game at home against UCI. Those are their two bigger games, and they're both at home. But no really ranked team.
That's fine for them.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the TV schedule. That's why I'm not seeing many games. I'm looking at the TV schedule. I got the wrong one up here. But if they can get, like, they can beat Utah State. They can probably, I don't know, Colorado State on the road. They got all these tough road games. It's difficult for them to say that, to get those wins. They do get Boise only at home, so maybe they can pull that one off, maybe CSU. Yeah. But if you think they're a surprise team, they have to beat – like you mentioned, one of the big four, UNLV, San Diego State, New Mexico, and I guess we'll put CSU there. They got to beat one of those four teams. Do you think that's a possibility?
Yeah, I do. I think at home. I don't think.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. But I mean, surprise as in the fact that a lot of people think Fresno State will completely fall off this year because they lose Tyler Johnson. I think that if you find them, let's see, where did Sports Illustrated put them? Sports Illustrated put them sixth.
Above New Mexico.
Above New Mexico. I don't think they'll end up above New Mexico, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're in that 5-6 range for sure.
All right. I agree. Yeah, like I said, if you think they're going to be that well, this league is so balanced. It's at home. It's just ridiculous. The road home is just crazy. But so if it's not San Diego State, who's going to win the league?
Boise State.
Interesting. Boise yeah. State. SI has them fifth, just so you know.
Oh, I know.
Who wrote this for SI on the C? Was it a collaboration or was it, Zach Ellis? Maybe I should click that little email button to ask him for something here. His email address is a – I won't give it out. We can find it. But no, it's just a stupid contact us. But his Twitter's there. he's probably already got up much about that. So.
Probably got some flack, yeah. Yeah,
plenty of that. I would say that if it's Boise State, this last year was so disappointing. I can't say that because – what did they finish last year? Weren't they fourth or fifth?
Fourth. Yeah, they were fourth.
And they had the talent back to just figure it out. Them in New Mexico and that's it, and wasn't the case.
The thing is with Boise State, I choose them as the option other than San Diego State because I think if it is a team other than San Diego State that wins the Mountain West, it's going to come down to the head-to-head matches with the Aztecs. And I think that Boise State matches up really well with SDSU because they're opposite of the Aztecs in almost every single way. They're a team that's built on shooting and fast-paced offense. SDSU is a team built on defense and will somehow put the ball in the basket, and hopefully it's more than the other team.
I think part of Boise State that definitely makes sense. I think part of Boise State's struggle last year, their non-conference was awful until they played Kentucky. Like, they're getting all these wins, and I remember watching the Kentucky game. It wasn't even close. They played good for about 8 minutes, and then it was all downhill. And that's and their non-conference schedule this year, they played North. It's better. San Diego's decent. I mean, LMU, Montana. This is right. They go to Wisconsin. Idaho, well,
that's a good one.
Man, but like NC, like they play good teams. NC State, St. Mary's, Southern Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Is a little dangerous kind of every now and then. But they're going to get challenged early on. They're not playing these Division II schools. They do play a couple in December. Might be part of a tournament. I'm not sure. But yeah, Montana, whatever, Big Sky. But they're not playing these terrible teams last year. Like I think didn't San Diego State play? Was it Catherine State?
Yeah, we played St. Catherine's. Oh, that was just such a sad game.
Now, what was worse, they played the Aztecs a night game on Friday, had to play the University of Utah, I think, a midday game the next day.
Oh, God.
It's like, really? I know you need your money, but show some mercy. Come on. Something like that. But, yeah, this schedule, they'll be more tested. We'll know a lot. But LMU can be pretty good. Obviously, Wisconsin, number three. NC State, St. Mary's, even though they don't have had Dellavedova for a couple years. But there are some teams there where they play Houston, who's usually – pretty good in basketball overall, but
high octane offense for sure.
Yeah, of course.
I think that game against Wisconsin is going to be fun.
Hopefully it's on the road. It's around week of Thanksgiving. It looks like I think my calendar's right there. That's what they need. If they're tested, that'll help them in the league, and that makes sense. But if I'm going to dark horse, or at least not a traditional favorite, because can't go wrong with Larry Eustace. He's a pretty good team. What the heck? I'll go the Rams. That's if it's not the Aztecs. It's going to be the Rams to win. And I assume we're meaning regular season title, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the tournament.
Who knows what's going to happen in the tournament.
Yeah. Question. Okay, I'll pick the Rams just because, like Stanton Kidd, he should step up. You got Daniel Bajardo who might be lead the league in scoring. Him and Larry Nance Jr. might be the best two scorers in the league, perhaps. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Last year, double-double guy in the making as a guard.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. And they only won 16 games last year, and they had to play, and they weren't very good, and their defense was terrible. So my expectation is that they'll improve off of both of those, at least the defense. It's like in football. Oh, you bring 9 guys back in defense, but the defense was terrible.
Right. Do you want to bring those 9 guys back?
There's the awkwardness, like, well, you got returning talent, but it's bad. But then look at, like, not to go off topic of football, but we do go off topic. Nevada, they've been playing much better defensively. Yeah. They'll give up big plays, but look what they did versus the Aztecs, Boise, CCSU, BYU, a couple losses, a couple wins, but they'll make plays and get the turnover. So Rams are going to be better. And, yeah, so are you going to be in Las Vegas for the tournament this year again, perhaps?
I sure am.
Okay.
Are you going to be there this year?
I am making an attempt. Last year I was so mad. So mad. I'm like, all right, because our plan was we're done basketball. This is our show. We're going to go off topic, but we got a couple minutes here to finish up before we have to go. And I don't think Chris will join us. So we better hurry. But plan was, family, spring tax return. I got some extra money. Oh, yeah. Great. Spring break. So I convinced my wife, because it's around our anniversary as well, the tournament. So I'm like, okay, we go to Disneyland a couple days, drive from Utah there. Okay, on the way back. I honestly, no joke, she thought I did this on purpose, but I did not. I'm like, oh, wait, the tournament's that weekend. And I'm thinking, I don't need to go to the whole tournament. I'll go Friday, Saturday, semis, finals, great matchup. Found a cheap hotel where they can go do whatever they want in Vegas with the two little kids. I'm like, awesome. Got a new job. Awesome job. Fast forward 6 months later. Geniuses who I don't want to get into. I've told a million times the story, but let's just say when you don't work with a certain person or two people, and they say you're not doing your job, and they're not involved with what you do every day, and they say you're not doing your job, that's pretty frustrating.
Yeah.
So
oh, I get that.
I'm doing some other stuff and working well, so that's my little – even though it's been like 3 months, I'm still shaking my fist and never listening to anyone again. Yeah, and I text one guy all the time on the show. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Like, oh, I'm doing great. Wish you were here because the other guy sucks.
Really? Oh, my God.
No joke. Yeah, he's like – the guy they brought me in, we're chatting about whatever. He's like, he doesn't know football station. He doesn't know names.
Oh,
and it's just a long story. We'll get into it. But let's just say it's not any better than what I was doing when I was there. So, yeah. So are we going to do a food challenge in Las Vegas of some sort? Because that's kind of the thing we're working on.
Okay, sounds good.
Are you allergic to any food or food you don't like?
No, I am not allergic, and I like all food, so that works.
I did get a recommendation in, because I love breakfast burritos. That's just kind of weird. But
nice, nice.
They're very, very... Because there's a... I don't know if it's a surprise or not, there's a decent amount of Hispanic population here in Utah, which when I moved here, realized I didn't think there would be that many. I'm like, we're not too close to... I grew up in Texas. Okay, there's a ton of there. I just didn't expect there to be as many as a sizable population, but a lot of small chain burrito restaurants, doesn't matter the time of day, midnight, 2 p.m., 6 a.m., 9 p.m., it's always breakfast burrito. And so I got a message on Twitter, hey, you got to go to the 4-pound thing in Denver. I'm like, oh, I wish I was in Denver because I would inhale that as pizza. But I think what we'll do, because the reason this comes up on underdogdynasty.com, there's a where they do the some sort of fish seafood of some sort. And heck, it's good. And there's six of us there, whoever, because we'll have a lot of guys. If it's you, me, Chris, we got the guy Tyler there in Vegas, and who knows who else shows up.
Yeah, we can do some. We can do something special.
We'll do something exciting, but this is our basketball show. So San Diego State's the clear choice. Why go with the chalk? I'm going Rams as upset. You're going Boise State.
Yep.
Any last thoughts on basketball? Anything I didn't cover because I am just okay at basketball?
I'm just stoked that it's back. Honestly, Mountain West basketball is the greatest thing on earth.
Stay up late and watch the games.
Yeah, exactly.
You got Kansas, Cincinnati. You got maybe Arizona. You got BYU. You have Long Beach State's a pretty good team. St. Mary's, Washington. Who else we got? Cal.
Wisconsin.
Oh yeah, Wisconsin. Oh. Jeez, can't forget that game. There's and more TBDs because of the tournament. New Mexico heading out to Puerto Rico.
There you go.
You got UNLV Stanford. We missed that. And the Coaches vs. Cancer Classic. Colorado, Wyoming. Buffs are pretty good at basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we forgot Aztecs in Utah, the 24-hour madness.
DeLon Wright. My gosh, you're right. Everybody's looking over that one with DeLon Wright, best player in college hoops. Oh, my
possibly.
God.
That's, I may attend a few Utah games this year as well, but excellent. We got basketball coming. We will attempt to I will over-deliver and over-promise and probably under-deliver as I always do. But first game start November 14th. Is that 2 weeks away?
Yes.
It's a week from
this Friday, yeah.
And we're recording Tuesday, November, what are we at, November 4th? Like, it's election night, so is it November 4th?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, week from Friday, Idaho State, New Mexico. I guess these are TV games I'm looking at, but, man, basketball soon. We'll provide previews, recaps, attempt to do a weekly show. You, if you're up for it, maybe some other guys. We'll mix it around.
Tuesday nights are good with me.
That's what we'll be doing. And, yeah, check us out, mwcconnection.com. Follow us on Twitter, mwcconnection. What's your Twitter again? Because I don't have it memorized.
Matthew Bain 10.
So Aztec fans, follow him. Excellent, excellent stuff going on there. And, yeah, check us out. We'll do a weekly podcast, probably starting a week or so to get going, bring on a bunch of guests, and rate us on iTunes, like the guy we got last time. Give me a 5-star rating, but tell us we suck. I'd rather have that than a low-star rating. 5 stars are the best. That's what they tell you. So iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, listen there. And thanks for listening to our basketball preview show, and we'll see you next time, folks.